Carla Hauser shows two building inspectors around YO, the Youth Outreach Drop-In Center in Waikiki. Every year, about 500 homeless and runaway youth stop by this place to store their stuff or just to grab a bite to eat. More than 25 years after it first opened, the house is in need of repairs, from low circulation in the living room.
Yeah, getting some new fans. These are very dated and they're tied in literally with shoestrings.
Defeeding 50 teenagers a day.
It's a lot of rice, and to be able to actually wash this rice cooker in this tiny little sink at times is very challenging.
Other problems range from plumbing and electrical issues to a new fridge with a working ice machine. Hauser works with Waikiki Health, which runs the center with the nonprofit Hale Kipa. They're one of the first three projects chosen by Homemade Hawaii, who will provide discounted or free construction materials for building upgrades. Homemade Hawaii Board Chair David Strife is the executive vice president for Howard Hughes.
This is the beauty of the private sector. You know, we can move rapidly when we put our minds to it, and this is a way that we can show that we want to do our part because we think everybody has to be involved in solving this huge problem that we have here in the state.
Other projects targeting homelessness include roof repairs to Next Step, an emergency and transitional shelter in Kaka'ako. The repairs were originally estimated at $23,000, but after Homemade Hawaii's contributions, the cost was cut by nearly 90%. They're also helping to renovate a new Institute for Human Services shelter for homeless people who are discharged from hospitals and need medical care. IHS Community Relations Director Kimo Carvalho says last year they received 639 hospital referrals, many of whom were elderly and medically frail.
Their health conditions often preclude entry into our emergency shelters. Shelter is simply too challenging for a homeless person to recover as quickly. It's too stimulating, it's not private enough, and these clients require a lot of follow-up home care that is not easy to accommodate in a shelter setting with limited staff and resources.
The new facility, called Tutu Burt's House, will provide up to 12 new beds and aims to serve up to 90 homeless individuals each year. Carvalho says the cost to renovate the facility, which will be run out of a two-story Kalihi home, is $100,000, all of which will be covered by Homemade Hawaii. Carvalho says without that help, they likely wouldn't be opening in a few weeks.
The developers are now stepping up, and like Waikiki hospitality industry, they're able to appropriate money quicker and really invest in solutions a lot better. And the fact that they were able to come up with the money and we were able to execute right away was a big deal.
The other two projects in Kaka'ako and Waikiki are expected to be completed by June. Molly Solomon for HBR News.